Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We're at the very top lines with the words of Parsha Gedoyla Korin Osa B'Shnayim. So that's the quote from the Mishnah, which said, Parsha Gedoyla Korin Osa B'Shnayim B'Shachar Samusav Mincha Korin Al Pihem. The longer paragraph was read by the people. The shorter paragraph was read at Shachar Samusav and Mincha as they came into Shul. They would say a certain point by heart. So the Gemara now asks, which part were they saying at heart, by heart, when it says the Musaf? So the Gemara says, Ibailu, Hachi Kamar. Is this what the Mishnah says? Doesn't mean the Shachris Uva Musaf Kornos HaBesifer, that on Shachris and Musaf they would read it from an actual Sefer Torah. They were using a real scroll of a Mincha Kornos HaBesifer, Shema, and a Mincha time they were going to say it by heart, which is how one says Shema. Oh, maybe the Mishnah means B'Shachris Kornos HaBesifer, that at Shachris they would read it from a scroll, from a Sefer Torah. The Musaf of Mincha Musaf, which clause is Musaf going on? Is it going on the connection to Mincha, which in case you would say Mincha by Musaf at heart by heart as well, or is it going together with Shacharis, in which case Uva Musaf meant that in Musaf it would be said with the Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says Tashma, we could bring a proof from the Brisa. The time of the Brisa tells us explicitly B'Shacharis Uva Musaf, and this lesson of the basic message, B'Shacharis and Musaf, the people of the Ma'amed would come into the shul, the Korn get the Rafshah Korn Kol Hashana. And then they would read it in the same way they would read all year round. We know all year round they're using a Sefer Torah. Of a mincha yachid koras ha'avr mincha, an individual would set it by heart. And everyone be Yotzi by saying by heart. Remember, Yotzi, wait a second. How could one person say it for the Tibor? V'chayachid yachol likros tovera Torah ba'al peh b'tibor. One person say something by heart in public and be Yotzi and be Motzi the kihila, their obligation. Ela kulam nichnasin, rather everyone comes in to the shul, v'kornos al peh k'kor v'ashma. And they all have to say it by themselves, by heart. This is very important, actually, to the concept we mentioned already yesterday, that dvarim shebichsav yitaro shel ba'al peh, the Gemara in Gittin, which tells us they're not allowed to say word of psukim from the Sefer Torah by heart. So there's a lot of limitations to that halacha. When does it apply? So one of the exceptions that's brought down based on the Gemara over here is that when you're being motzi somebody else, that portion by heart, that is when it is going to be problematic. However, for every individual to be yotzi your own obligation by saying the baal peh, that already, the post can bring down the Rishonim already. Tosos already does bring this down. The other Rishonim quote this answer, the Rosh, is Bali Tosos' answer, that if you're not being motzi anyone else, that is, I think the Gral's went with this, that would be another heter. Other explanations are things that everyone knows by heart. Maybe that also is not necessarily an issue. But it is important to note that there is this Isra on the books. And there are many cases we are makil, but really should know that there is an iser in general. Again, to quote Psukim, just in Derech Limud, maybe it's definitely there's room to makil. But Be'etzem, there is a shaila in general about this this point of dvarim shebichsav yatar rashan lomar baal peh. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. The Gemara in the next part of the Mishnah says, Kol yom shesh b'halal, ein b'maimin. Any day where there's halal, you don't say maimin. So Mishnah told us that Rabbi Yeshua says whenever there was the maracha of the etzim, there'd also be no maimin at Me'ilah, but the maimin at Mincha would be normal. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? My fresh ben zelazeh, why is there a difference between the Me'ilah and the other, and by Mincha? Why does the Eitzim, the bringing of the Eitzim, not get rid of the maimid by Ne'ilah, but not the maimid by Mincha? So Gemara points out, because halalu divrei Torah, Mincha really is divrei Torah. What does that mean? That's a whole shiloh over here. But halalu divrei Sofer, as Ne'ilah is only derabanan. So Rashi explains that when we say that it's derais, it means that there's a source for it quoted in the Psukim. We know, famous Pasuk, Vayitzi Yitzchak Latzoch HaBasad LeFnaserev, Yitzchak went out, and towards the evening, and then with the Gemara Bracha learns out, we see Milamed Sikin that Yitzchak was Misakin Tfilas Mincha. So we see that there's a source for it in the Torah. However, we still hold that it's Derabanan. But since it has a source Deraisa, that is going to an allusion to it in the Psukim, as opposed to Ne'ilah, which doesn't have any source for allusion to it in the Psukim. Therefore, it's a stronger case to get to be able to be Docha Ne'ilah is not as Chamor, as opposed to getting rid of Mincha, which is more Chamor, because Mincha has sources in the Torah. Now the Gemara continues with quoting the Mishnah. We're talking about Zman Atzekon Va'am. Now we're going to discuss the bringing of the wood, the Zman Atzekonim, the time when they brought it. The people will celebrate it 9 times a year. Tanur, but went on a brisa. Lama utzichu lomar zman atzekonim va'am. Why is it necessary to mention the 9 times a year that they would bring it? So the Gemara says, because why? Amru, here's what happened. Kshalab ne'agola, when the people came up for Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, they were very poor. V'lamaso itzim milishka, they didn't have enough wood in the chambers of the Beis HaMikdash. V'amdu elo v'isnadu mishalem. So these families in the Mishnah, they got up, they didn't have much money, but they still went above and beyond, and they contributed the wood of their own. And in recognition for that, the Nevi'im who were there, by Ezra, Chemia, those who were there, they made the following decree, so that what? Shafila lishkam lea itzim ilu navdi mishalahem. That every year they should celebrate it, even if there isn't a time where there's going to be a lot of chef and a lot of people are going to have enough money to be able to donate. They're the ones who are still going to be able to donate on these dates. And that's what Rashi points out. That's why we need these dates to know when each family would be donating. They will never be shifted from their designated times. You keep them in their times. And that's why we have this. So Shenemar, as the pasuk says, and the people they had a lot for like a lottery for the who would bring in the korban of the etzim to bring it to Beis Hashem, and the appointed times of year, that's when they would bring it to the Beis Hashem, to the Beis Hamikdash. The appointed time of year, that's a reference to the nine times that we just mentioned in the Mishnah. V'imayim kohen levin v'chol mi, and then the second one who was not sure, he would be the one, and with them also was the Bnei Govai and Bnei Kotzai. So Gemara asks, who were these Bnei Govai and Bnei Kotzai? Tana Rabbanan. Mahayu Bnei Govai Eli, Bnei Kotzai Ketios, that the ones who were the ones who were smugglers of these, if it's an item like a grinder type of item, and of the fig cutters. Amrus, the Chachamim said, Pamachas Gzera Malchus Gzera Yisrael. It once happened, the government passed the decree, has happened oftentimes against Klal Yisrael, the time we're ruling over us. So many assume that this was the time of Bayit Sheni. That's what, based on Tosefta, that was maybe during the time of the Greeks' occupation of Eretz Yisrael. Others hold it was the time of the Romans. There's a Yushalmi, which indicates maybe it was actually the time of Yeravam, which is difficult with Hamshech and the Gemara over here. But that's what the Gemara wants to tie over now, over here right now. So they were now allowed to bring the wood, and they also are now allowed to bring Bikurim. Why dafka these two things? We know that Bikurim is a mitzvah, is a great simcha to come. So the Maharsha just fills the gaps a little. He says that maybe this was another time during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, because Pashut. He also thinks that maybe it was a time they weren't mamish in full control, but they were able to stop us to do certain things. So therefore, the Maharsha tainas that they weren't able to stop the whole of Avodah Beis Hamikdash, but they picked two things that give a great simcha to Klal Yisrael. We saw Lo Yomim Tovim Ela Kechamish Asar Ba'av, because they would bring the wood, they'd finish bringing the wood. It was a great simcha. And we know that Bikurim were also a great simcha, so maybe those two things, Dafka says the Maharsha, which would bring about a special sense of joy, they wanted to ruin the joy in Klal Yisrael. Vashio Parzdos Al Drachim. Rashi says Parzdos are shomrim, they send guards on the roads. Kederach Shoshiv Yeravam, just like Rabbi Yavam had done. So this clearly sounds like it wasn't during the time of Yeravam, because it says Kederach Shoshiv Yeravam. So that's a little bit difficult with the Yerushalmi, that's what I'm pointing out. But either way, Sholayal Yerushalmi L'Regel, that the Klal Yisrael should not come up for the Aliyah L'Regel. They also wanted to stop that as well. That's what Yeravam did. Masuk Sherin Shiva'os Dov Yerechet, so we'll read the parentheses. That what did the people who were extra sin-fearing people who wanted to Makai in this thing. So it says, Gemara Havios Sali Bikurim, they used to bring the baskets of Bikurim. V'chipum v'ktios, they covered them with dry figs. And atlum v'eli al-ksifayim, they also went to Shalem, and they put this type of grinder on their shoulders. They came in Shigiu Eitzel Parzos, and they got to the guards. Amram, they said, what are you doing? Leichan and Tamalchan, where are you guys going? Amram, they said, no, we're just going lasus ne'igula and develam ma'akhtash l'faninu. We're just taking the two cakes of pressed figs with the grinder that we just had that is nearby before us. V'eli shal kasfinu, and with the grinder that's in our shoulders, came in Shalem. Once they had passed these guards, then they decorated the Bikurim, and they knew they were in the clear now, and then they brought them to Yerushalayim, and that's why they got the name Gova Eli, literally the robbers of the grinder, because they were robbing the das of the Romans that were trying to prevent them from doing this, and that was what was special about it. Now the Gemara continues, Tana was similar, Braisa, Hein B'nei Salmaya Nosvi. A similar thing happened to the family of Salmaya Nosvi from Nosva, name of the area. Tanur Banamaya, how many Salmaya Nosvi? What would they do? Amru Pamachas Gzir Bachas Gzir Yisrael. Another time, a government passed a decree against Klal Yisrael. Shivu Eitzim LaRacha, they're not allowed to bring the wood for the Bezveach and the Beis Hamikdash. Shivu Parzos Al Drachim, and they set up guards on the roads to make sure Kederach Shoshivu Yom Navat Al Drachim, as the same manner that Yeravam Navat had stationed there. Shalayalu Yisrael Regam, the Klal Yisrael should not go up for the Aliyah Regal, Masi Rechet Shavosa Ador. So one of the people who wanted to circumvent this terrible decree. They took logs and made them into ladders. They placed the ladders on their shoulders. So when the guards saw them, the guards asked them, where are you guys going? They said back, meaning the Jews, they said, we're going to get pigeons from the dovecot that's nearby before us. That's where we need the ladders for. Once they had passed the guards, they took away their ladders and the logs that were with them. So then they made them into the baskets, and the people like them had said, Zechar Sadek Lavracha, That's a famous comment based on Pasuk of Mishlei that we know, very famous Pasuk, that we say, Zeichel Tzadzik Raka, a remembrance for the righteous person should be for a bracha, for a blessing. And people like him who stopped the Jews from coming and did terrible things, Shem Risham Yerka, what we say, the name of the wicked shall rot. That's also an idea of Yamach Shemo, that his name should be erased, we don't want to remember them anymore. That's part of them rotting, that we shouldn't have any remembrance of them. So on the 20th of Av, it was the turn of the family Pachas Ben Moav, the Shevet Yehuda. So it sounds like, according to this, and we know that David was from Moav. David came from Rus HaMoavia. So the name of Pachas Moav was really the same that were the ones who committed, they committed to give on the 20th of Tammuz. According to Rabbi Meir, it comes out that they're also the ones who are giving on Chamisha Asar Av as well. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Heinein B'nei Yoav Ben Surya. No. Rabbi Yossi says it's Yoav Ben Surya. Yoav was also a descendant of Moav, as Rashi points out. Through Rus, Yoav's mother, Surya, was apparently, Yoav Ben Surya was, and Surya's mother's name, was the sister of David. To not know that, so Rashi, that's what we see from Yoav Ben Surya, that's based on Divrei Yamin. Now the Gemara says, which would be fascinating, that means Yoav was the nephew of David. Adin Ben Yehuda, the 20th of Eliel is the turn of Adin Ben Yehuda. That's also the family of David Ben Yehuda. So, meaning the David Melech. So they were also from the descendants of David Melech, and that was their name. The Rabbi Yehuda has the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Omer, Heinein Ben Moav Ben Surya. Rabbi Yossi says that this is the opinion of Yoav Ben Surya. So therefore, Pachas Moav, according to him, is the same one, and they really donate it twice a year, according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's really Bnei Yehuda, Bnei David, who are donating it twice a year. Now the Mishnah continues, Be'echad Rishvat, Shavu Bnei Parashniya. The first of Teves, I don't want to keep reading that. Teves, Shavim named Parash Mishniyah, that the first of Teves, the family of Parash, from Yehuda, they returned to bring the wood a second time. Manamas Nisan. Whose opinion does our Mishnah reflect? Lo Rabbi Meir, Velo Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't apply, not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir, because if it follows the view of Rabbi Meir, listening, Shavim named David ben Yehuda Shnia, it should have stated that the family of David ben Yehuda returned a second time, because they're the ones who were mentioned under Meir. It was the family of David that was two times in the year. Rabbi Yehuda was the Bnei Rabbi Yehuda, listening to Shavu Bnei David ben Yehuda Shnia, that should be the Shevet David ben Yehuda, which is a reference to, really, Yoav. That was a Rabbi Yehuda, rather. So the Gemara says now, Rabbi Yossi, listening to Shavu Bnei, according to Rabbi Yossi, is the one I'm about to mention, listening to Shnei Bnei Shavu Bnei Yoav ben Surya Shnia, that it should have said, the family of Yoav ben Surya returned a second time. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara now answers, no, la'olam Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah could actually follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore the opinions that attribute Rabbi Yossi in the Braisas, that's actually machlokas, the trait today live with Rabbi Yossi. The two today I'm arguing with opinion of, the difference of opinion, what Rabbi Yossi held. Rabbi Yossi said that one of the families listed in the Mishnah is the family of Yoav ben Surya. Two today I'm disagreed as to which family Rabbi Yossi was talking about. According to the Tana of the first Braisa, Rabbi Yossi was referring to the family of Pachas Moav. Whereas according to the Tana Kama of the second Braisa, he was referring to the family of Adin. So therefore, the Rabbi Yossi meant that only one of these families brought it twice, and that's why it can line up with our Mishnah, and really it could be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah, on the first of Teves, because that was Chanukah, there was no Maimed because of the Hallel that was recited. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Mark Shisha Breder of Chistel Ravashi, turning on to the next number. Now, my Shna Hallel the Dochi Didei. Why is Hallel different? That it will be doche the ma'amad during Hallel, meaning you don't see them the ma'amad is going to be done at Shacharis. Umayishna Musaf the lo doche today, whereas Musaf it doesn't stop its own ma'amad. The Musaf does not suspend the ma'amad of Musaf. So the Gemara is assuming at this point, Rashi points out that Rabbi Yeshua is in our Mishnah is understanding that the Musaf is overriding the ma'amad. Overrides the ma'amad of Mincha, applies specifically to Mincha, but the ma'amad of Musaf itself is going to be held as usual. That's the opinion of the Gemara right now. So Gemara says, "Amar Le Ravashi, Hash De Lav Didei Dochi." Since Musaf is going to be, prevent the ma'amid of Mincha, which is not even its own ma'amid Didei Lo Kol Shekein, shouldn't it also stop the ma'amid of Musaf itself? That's what Ravashi has a kasha on. So the Gemara says, "Amar Le." So Mar Kishisha says, "Halchik Aminalach." This is what I meant to ask you. Lo Lidche Ela Didei. The Musaf, the Korban Musaf, should only be Doche, the Maimid, other than Musaf. Why is it override the Maimid of Mincha as well? Meaning Musaf, I'm not bothered by. That's Pashi, right. Based on the Mishnah, it should be Doche Musaf. The Gemara is assuming is retracting from its original answer that it's not Doche Musaf. It's definitely Doche Musaf. The Kashi is, why is it Doche Mincha as well? So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Iker Rabbi Yossi, the Kaikav Asech, there's a ton of Rabbi Yossi, holds like, the ton of Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Yom Shesh, but Musaf, Yesh, but Maimid, there is going to be a Maimid, and that Maimid is going to be done during Mincha. So that's what we're assuming right now. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not going to be doche everything, just musaf. So the Gemara says, ma'amid demai. So which ma'amid is Rofi referring to? Elam ma'amid de shakris. The ma'amid de shakris held when a musaf of carbon is brought. The Gemara says, ha tana kama nami achi kama that the shakris is brought. Nothing to do with musaf. Elam ma'amid de musaf. But it's possible to suggest the musaf doesn't be doche its own ma'amid of musaf. Again, we're trying to figure out that Rabbi Yossi really meant that it's doche. It's not doche the ma'amid of musaf. Ela de mincha. Rather, we're assuming Rabbi Yossi, it says it's doche the ma'amid of mincha. Which it's not, meaning it should be, the Tanakama, he understood, holds that it's dochem mincha, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not. Korban etzim dochem, but the korban of the etzim is doichem the mamer. Why should that be? Ela lav de ne'ila. Rather, Rabbi Yossi maybe says that of ne'ila. Rabbi Yossi holds that ne'ila mamer is held on days where musaf is brought. Shmamina di day dochem. We learn from here that according to Rabbi Yossi, the musaf suspends its own maimed, the maimed of musaf. However, de lav di day lo dochem shmamina, that it does not suspend that of its own, meaning we can learn from Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi holds that Musaf Korban is never going to ruin the Maimid from, not ruin, meaning prevent the Maimid of Ne'ila being brought that day. It could be assumed that he accepts the principle that intrinsically in Musaf is going to only suspend its own Maimid and not anything else. Okay, that's what we learned from Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara says, Litni Nami Be'echad B'Nisan Lo Yabba Maimid. Why don't we say that the Mishnah say that on the first of Nisan was also no Maimid B'Mnei Sheish B'Halav Korban Musaf Korban Nitzim, because on that day, there's also, we know we say Halav Rosh Chodesh. L'chora, this is Hodin of, and also there's the Korban Eitzim, that's the point of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That, as opposed to, what about Cheshvan, why don't we mention the other ones? Because l'chora, Kislev, because those don't have the Korban Eitzim, this one has the Korban Eitzim, and also the Halav. Amar Rava, Zosimers, Halela de Reisha, Chalav de Reisa. This is implying that the Halav Rosh Chodesh is not going to be a din de Oreisa. Halav Rosh Chodesh is only going to be a Minag, and therefore, it's able to be doche. You could suspend it when you have other considerations, and therefore you don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh of Nisan that year, potentially in the Beis Hamikdash. So that would be in difference to the first of Tevis, which is a takana. So here implies in the Gemara, the lav d'oraisa implies that halal on other occasions is a din d'oraisa. It's very much meduyak in this Gemara. So Rashi understands that really means that it's not necessarily d'oraisa, rather it's takanas d'vim. That's the status according to Rashi. However, there's a machlokas about this. The famous opinion of the Bahag, he counts the saying halal even on Chanukah, Hodos and Nes, is a din d'oraisa. The Rambam very strongly disagrees with this. The Rambam writes specifically in this context, in the very first Shoresh, he writes and he quotes the Bahag that we don't count things with din d'rabbanan. So the Ramban is defense of the Bahag, wants to tell you to know that maybe halal on Chanukah is a din, at least according to the Bahag, is a din d'oraisa. The Ramban himself actually makes a chiluk. He says that halal in Yom Tov might be a din d'oraisa. That's part of that we have, that there's the simchas ha-nefesh and simchas, I think that's what the Ramban's chiluk is, simchas ha-nefesh and simchas ha-guf, and that they're both d'oraisa on Yom Tov, so therefore you have a simchas ha-nefesh to be mahal kadosh baruch hu, and that is actually a kiyum potentially of a din d'oraisa. Fascinating din from the Ramban. So that is important to note, how chashav it is to say halal, maybe make sure you say every word. That's the din of halal. So, and the Gemara brings a riot to this, that halal is a reishar chazlav d'oraisa. It says, Damar b'yochan ha-mishim r'mishim b'nei otzadak, shmonas ar yom b'yachad gomer es ha-halal. In 18 days, the person says the entire halal. We're assuming that the whole, these things, the entire halal is going to be said, as opposed to, in contrast, we're going to see with Rosh Chodesh, we only say what we call as a chatzi halal because we skip part of the paragraphs. So this is only 18 days a year. Aga, we just celebrated 8 of them. So it's like almost half of them are on Chanukah. Between the 8 days of Sukkot and the 8 days of Chanukah, this is in Eretz Yisrael. That's more than half of the times you say halal. It's almost all of them. The 8 days of Chanukah, Yom Tov Rishon Pesach, the first day of Pesach. The rest of the 6 days is not a din to say halal. That's machlokas. Actually, you're showing him what is it. Hashem is a Gemara now. It's also only a minag. However, I think they're in Ban held that it's really takanas, also Nevi'im, that it's not just a minag on even though it's a chatzi halal, but it's a din of a chatzi halal. So that would be potentially nafkamida whether you say bracha. That's what we'll get into that. Baz Hashem, we can do the Gemara about a little bit right now. But Batem, the last 6 days, we don't do it. But the kasha is, what about the seventh day? There's a massive nace. We know that's the Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why we celebrate the seventh day of Pesach, is celebrating Kriyas Yamsuf. Why don't we say halal there? So that's a question already discussed based on the Gemara. Megit the Gemara Megillah, and other Rishonim there, Bais Yosef discussed at length. And they're basically, the Gemara quotes are there, Maisa Yadav Tovim Bayam, Atem Tiram Rishira, that the Batem, that's not appropriate, even though the people died, that is not necessarily a reason to be making halal if it's only because people died. so that even though they're Rishayim, but still it's Ma'aseh Yadav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we don't say necessarily full hallow. Okay, so the Gemara says now, V'yom Tov Shel Atzeres, and also the day of Shavuos, V'gol Esrim V'echad Yom and Chutzarts, we'll say an extra 3 days. We know, you'll say Tisha V'echad, we'll say Shemin Atzeres, 2 days of Shemin Atzeres, U'shmonas V'chanukah, and the 8 days of Chanukah, that's the same. U'shmonas Yom Shem Shal Pesach, and the first 2 days of Pesach, because of Sveik Adiyoma, right, and also you'll say 2 days of Shavuos, because that's a total of extra 3. That's the times we say them during the year in Chutz La'aretz, and in Eretz Yisrael, you'll say them 18 times a year. So now the Gemara says another incident in regards to saying, Ravik Bava, Rav came to Bava. I'm talking about this Gemara, that the Rav always came to Bava at a time when they were literally Amaratzim. They used to like cook Basar Rachav. They didn't know any halachas. And Rav made a mapecha, and you know, similar to America in the 40s and 50s. What happened there? That Baruch Hashem, the Rabbanim came and made a mapecha there also with all the halachas that people are not careful with at all. And Baruch Hashem, now it's Bnei Torah are living, plenty. We have Baruch Hashem, so many communities that have flourished from that time. So also Rav came when it was a time where it was not so much. So he sees over here, Chazinu de Kakara Halberish Archa. So I love the Shachter quotes this more often. I love his description. He goes, and he goes, there they go again with their Amaratzis. They're doing things. They're saying Halal Rosh Chodesh. Whoever heard of such a thing, saying Halal Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Lassim, so then this is another ridiculous thing that they do. They don't know any halacha. They're saying Halal Rosh Chodesh. Only supposed to say on the 18 days we just mentioned before in that brisa. However, Kevin Dechazi, the Kamadali Delugay, so then he noticed that they were skipping paragraphs of Rosh Chodesh. So on Rosh Chodesh, Amar Shmamina Minagovisim Edem, that it was evident that they did this only as a custom. The reason they wanted to do this, according to some Rishonim, is because they wanted to publicize today as Rosh Chodesh, but they weren't saying the whole halal to show it's distinctly different. And therefore, so Rav says, oh, it must be that this is actually a valid minag, and he let them be, and he thought there was actually a valid minag to keep, which is Bizmana. Then what we do, we all say halal on Rosh Chodesh. The shaila is, this is the big shaila, is do you say a bracha? This is the famous machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, that do you say a bracha on a minhag? So Tosfos want to bring, I think Tosfos is bringing this raya, and definitely the Achron bring this raya, is that when Rav came, I think Tosfos himself bring this raya, that when Rav came and he saw them, so why didn't he know right away that they were doing something different? They didn't say a bracha. So if you walked into shul, they didn't say a bracha, so it says Tosfos Elamai, they must have said a bracha. We see a raya that they were saying a bracha as well when they were saying Rosh Chodesh. You only noticed when they were skipping the paragraphs that they were doing something else different. That is the opinion of Tosfos, that you're allowed to make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, and you're allowed to make a bracha on a minag. The Rambam, and this is actually going to be a machlokas, Sfardim and Ashkenazim, Adayom, that's what the machlokas is. The Rambam holds that you don't make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ashkenazim, we hold like the Tosfos, and we hold we do make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, even on a Chatzi Halal. So that is a fascinating thing. We'll just mention one more stira between the famous kasha, because it's a Yonah demo we just had on Chanukah. The Bisosif writes that you say a bracha on the lighting of the Chanukah candles in the shul. That's the Bisosif says so explicitly. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So the kasha is, what do you mean? Bisosif, you'll, like the Rambam, you'll do make a bracha on a minag. To light the Chanukah candles in shul is only a minag. It's not a din of the Gemara. It's a din that was later, that was based on a minag. So I think the Brisker Rav, it has a chilek. He has a famous chilek about this, Tzvei Dinim, that he says there's two Dinim of Minhag. That one is a Minhag that's paralleled after a Be'etzim, it's going to be a Din that's paralleled after a Mitzvah. So that type of Minhag you make a Bracha, and that's what we have by Chanukah. It's paralleled after the Mitzvah of lighting a Chanukah, and that you should do. However, it's a totally new Takana, that's just a Minhag that we developed and was supposed to be enacted as a Minhag, so that's something that's not paralleled after something else, that's something that's like a new thing, that should be something which should not have a Bracha. To answer for he says in different contexts, but Be'etzim, that would answer that this Kasha on the Beis Yosef, that they're really, that Sfardim do make a Bracha on the lighting of the Chanukah menorah in the shul. Okay, very fascinating sugi over here. There's a lot more to mention, obviously, but that's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says, Tana, Yachid lo Yaskal. The individual does not have to say halal, because maybe the only minhag was really on a tzibur. This actually is also a lach lamaisa. Some Rishonim held that you wouldn't make a bracha if you're b'yechidu, saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. So even more shitas hold like that, but we really hold even a yachid can say halal with a bracha, but it's a lot of shitas that hold not to. So really, we try very carefully to make makbid to make sure you do say halal with the tzibur on Rosh Chodesh. However, if you did, you can finish it, you can say it. Obviously, you don't say the parts that you generally omit. You don't say those two paragraphs, but everything else you could say. Now the Gemara says, "Hey, Dvarim, Iru Avasinu B'Shivah Avas Tammuz." Continuing the Mishnah told us that there are 5 things that happened on the 17th of Tammuz, that the luchos are broken. The Gemara says, "How do we know?" The several has been on. How do we know that the luchos are broken on the 17th of Tammuz? Tazhana, we learn it, right? So B'Shisha of the Chodesh Nitnu Asaras Dibros Liyisrael. We know the famous Vav Sivan that Yudra given the Torah, and even Rabbi Yossi says that Shivabo, he was the 7th of Nisan, but everybody agrees. Ma'adav Shisha Nitnu that. The Torah was given on the 6th of Nisan. B'shisha nitnu v'shiva alal Moshe. The sixth day they were given to Moshe, and then he still went up the seventh day to actually receive them. Mandamar Shiva, Rabbi Yossi says on the seventh day, Beshiva Nitnu Beshiva Ala Moshe. Then on the seventh day, Moshe still went up to Dechsiv, Vayikra El Moshe B'yom HaShvi, they called it Moshe the seventh day. So he was clearly going up on the seventh day. And we know that there's no machlokas over here, that Shivasar Batamas was the day that the Luchos were broken. We don't see Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that. So everybody holds Batem that Shivasar Batamas was the day that was the day that the Luchos were broken. So everybody agrees that the 40 days were calculated from Zion Sivan. So the Gemara says, how does this happen? Uchsim, Levom Moshe B'suchanan V'yal Lahar. V'yim Moshe Bar, Abraham never lied that Moshe was there for 40 days and 40 nights. And that Moshe went up during the 7th of Sivan, he was there. Esrim V'arba de Sivan. So you have 24 days of Sivan because Sivan was a full month. So therefore it's 30 days minus the 7th. So then you have 24 days left. V'shitzar, including the day that you went up. So that's why we're counting the 7th day. V'shitzar de Tammuz. And then we have 60 days with the month of Tammuz. Malalu Arba'in, so therefore that's 40 days that Moshe was on the mountain. The Shiva Batamas Nachis Asa Tvina Luchos. On the seventh day, Moshe came down and he broke the Luchos. Vayi Kasher Karav Moshe Vayaris, the eagle, he saw the eagle. Vayishlach Miyadav Luchos, Vishavas Dom Tachar. He broke them. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu broke them, and that's from the Shivasa Batamas, one of that's really started from Etzim that time. That is a terrible day of Puranos, and really that whole 40-day period, right? Based on the Psukim in Dvarim, where it says Moshe Vaisnapa, Abraham Mevalila, Moshe went up three times for 40 days. It was the middle segment of the 40 days, and then he came back up on the Shchodesh Elul for Nacha 40 days. So we see the first 40 days were Barachamim. The second 40 days were actually not. That was Bedin. That's what Rashi quotes. And the last 40 days, that was Elul, that was also Barachamim. We learned that the middle ones are Bedin. That's why Arayom, the months of Tammuz and Av are considered Yimei Hadin. They're times of scary times for the Jews. Av especially, more we know that's famous in the Mishnah, but even Tammuz is also a day. Bein HaMitzarim is not a time of good mazal v'Yisrael, because already then, those times of din, of the breaking of the luchos, was already enacted that it was a time of din, of yemei, of strict judgment of Hashem. Batal tamid, how do we know that batal tamid? The word says gemara, that was, we must have had a mesorah that way, that was our tradition. And the kava yir b'yod zayin hava, so the city was really, was it true, that the city was breached on the 17th? Doesn't the pasuk say, v'chodesh ha-revi, but chisha l'chodesh v'yachzik ba'yir? The ninth of the Tammuz, there was a time where the Lechora, that's when the walls were breached. The city was breached on the ninth of Tammuz. So Lechora, not in the Sivasar. So Yirmiyahu is referring to the Pasuk in the first Beis HaMikdash. Nechanami was the ninth of Tammuz. And the second one is the one we commemorate because that's more fresh in our minds. And it's too hard for us, as the Rishonah pointed out already, that it's too hard for us to do two separate fasts with just a short period of time. And therefore, although we do it by Yom Kippur, interestingly, I should think about that we do it by Shom Gedalia, and then Yom Kippur is also a week apart. Here is Tisha, is a little bit less, but I guess maybe that's more. Either way, we learned by Shona Hukla here, but Tisha Batamas, the first piece of Megdash, it was breached on the ninth of Tammuz, the walls, but the second one was the time of Shivasar Batamas. Now, how do we know Sarfar Papasar was a Torah, that Apistamas burnt the Torah? So the Gemara says, Gemara, that must have been a Masura, also a tradition that we had. How do we know that he set up a avodah zarah in the Beis Hamikdash? As the pasuk says, the time of the tamid was removed, and then the avodah zarah was placed over there. Did he put one idol in the Beis Hamikdash? He put in multiple abominations in the Beis Hamikdash, more than one. Applies at least two. Amarava treyavi. Really, there were two. You're right. There was two. V'nafal chad al chavrei, and there was v'tavrei le liyadei, that one fell on the other and broke off its hand. And then the one that was the unbroken one, it said, "An ana tzavis l'churivei beisa." You wanted to destroy the Beis Hamikdash by letting them do avodah zarah. Yadach Hashem aslei. Therefore, Hashem, I paid you off by cutting off your hand of the avodah zarah, and that was like a, I guess, shtickle miraculous thing. But that's what happened. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up. But Tishav is really Shabbos is daf, and if we record it, usually don't. And then Be'ez Hashem will pick up with recordings on daf lamed.